With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says she has no plans of dropping out of the race if she loses the New Hampshire primary. Bob Agnew with that report.
Haley says she's in it to win it come what may in New Hampshire.
We have definite plans of going, you know, right into South Carolina and right into Super Tuesday.
And should she lose not only New Hampshire, but the entire race to former President Trump?
Well, I have always said that I was going to support the Republican nominee because anybody is better than a President Kamala Harris. I stand by that, but I have every intention to win this race.
Ambassador Haley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Wagner reported.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump's defamation trial involving E. Jean Carroll has been canceled for at least today after a juror went home sick. Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump was already in court, having left Trump Tower amid a few protesters. E. Jean Carroll was also there, arriving to supporters. Just before 10 a.m., the judge sent a juror home to take a COVID test after he got sick. Trump was expected to testify as early as today about disparaging comments he made about Carroll after her 2019 memoir said he raped her in the 90s. He denies this. The first jury found Trump guilty of sex assault and defamation, awarding Carroll $5 million. This jury is deciding on any extra money she should get in damages. Julie Walker, New York.
Dexter Scott King, the younger son of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has died after battling prostate cancer. The King Center in Atlanta says the 62-year-old son of the civil rights leader died Monday at his California home. Dexter King was just 7 years old when his father was assassinated in 1968. The Dow ahead 106 points, the NASDAQ adding 50 points. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life victories in the House.
The Republican majority chamber has passed the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act and the Pregnant Students' Rights Act. The first measure ensures that pro-life pregnancy centers are eligible for federal funds, while the second ensures that pregnant college students have access to pro-life options. Those two bills face an uncertain future in the Senate, though, where Democrats have a slim majority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is calling for a congressional hearing into the Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off its countries of particular concern list. ICC spokesman McKenna Wendt says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria and pressure India to eradicate its blasphemy laws. And that starts with holding countries accountable for their poor religious freedom conditions. This is SRN News. Three crew members are dead after an air ambulance crash in Oklahoma this weekend.
Air Evac Life Team updated their social media profile with a black ribbon after confirming that three crew members perished in the crash of a Bell 206L3 helicopter near Weatherford, Oklahoma. The company helped local law enforcement with the search and has turned over the investigation to the National Transportation Safety Board. Officials say the crew was returning to base after completing a patient transport to Oklahoma City and lost contact with the control center shortly before 11:30 p.m. on Saturday night. I'm Jennifer King.
Four people fatally shot outside Chicago in what suburban officials describe as a domestic-related shooting. A suspect was taken into custody. That's according to the Tinley Park Public Safety Department. The town, roughly 55,000, about 30 miles southwest of Chicago. No further details released. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.